All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have here a Casio SK1.
I assume this is some kind of synthesizer?
It's a keyboard.
Okay.
Like it's a Casio, like it's a student, like a toy grade.
Gotcha. You know, okay.
Keyboard. Right. But the SK1, for those who don't know, all you circuit benders in the audience know about this, is that it is one of the first commercial sampling keyboards.
Ooh, okay. So this is like what Gene uses on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, not too different. Like, I'm sure that is semi-based on an SK1.
Yes.
And what I have done is taken the name of a game and put it on to each of these keys,
okay,
which is not how the SK1 works. Don't at me. It's fiction. I sold my SK1 in exchange for a Guided by Voices concert ticket in 2004. So don't... That is true.
Okay.
So I no longer have it, but for the fiction, I put a different game under every key, mm-hmm, instead of the same game with a different pitch. And,
right.
I figured I'd let you choose a random key and that would tell us what game we do.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to come up here. I am always a fan.
What's your favorite note?
My favorite note, is D sharp.
That's you. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't ask for chord, brother.
Yeah.
But a D sharp.
No, my favorite note is a D sharp or an E flat, you know.
Close.
Okay. Yeah. What?
It's a close. Didn't quite get it, but close.
Okay. What's the best note there, Chief?
E's real good.
E's okay. It's hard to play on a, that's a hard key to play in on a piano.
It's an easy,
a lot of, bands, a lot of bands play in it because of guitars, but
it's hard. It's an impossible chord on a ukulele, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds good. Easy to sing an E.
Nice, I gotcha.
Nice thing. E flat, really nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
D?
Okay. D's fine.
After that though? C sharp. Can't fuck with C sharp.
No, you cannot fuck with C sharp.
C? A little pedestrian,
a little basic for me. Yeah,
I still really love C. Like, mm-hmm, get yourself a McCartney like melody. Like, give yourself a C. C is good.
Yeah,
the theme song to most of the shows and stuff I write are in C because I did it in Mario Paint.
Yeah,
C is good.
Yeah, no, and like C has a universal human appeal. Like, if you go to a casino, like all of the mm-hmm, like arpeggios that they do, those are all in C. You know, mm-hmm,
like it makes it sound like the most beautiful sound in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the casino floor. Blink, 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 blink. Now B.
It's like when Lisa loses her ability to play jazz and Homer's like, here we go. Now you're playing it. Squeebly bop, plop, walk.
So B, right?
No, I mean,
I find B really weird.
So we're honestly doing this. We're going to go all the way down.
Well, we can stop whenever you like. You just have to choose a note.
So like B, I like B strictly just for the doing like a chord on a guitar, like a B minor or a B sus 2 is really good. Mm. Yeah.
I love B minor. B major I feel pretty neutral about. B minor, I love, one of my favorite piano chords.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say, very difficult to play on ukulele as well.
Yes. Difficult to play on a guitar. It's one of the first, a lot of songs I wanted to learn to play had the B major is tough because you got to do the kind of the double bar chord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now B flat. This is a classic to me.
Yeah.
I like anything that's in the key of F.
Yes.
The best
transitions going from an E major to a B flat. F to a B flat. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a 5-1,
mm-hmm,
but it sounds really good.
Yeah.
I put in the same B category. I find A very perplexing.
I don't care for A very much. It's tough. Yeah.
Now A flat, I think, is interesting and good. Very difficult to play on ukulele, kind of difficult to play on a piano.
Like an A flat on a guitar is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. I believe it.
There's no way to like naturally do it in an open chord, down at the end of the neck. So like if you need to do that, you either have to like fake it and play something that kind of implies an A flat, or you have to jump up the neck. If you need to work that chord in, it's no good.
Yeah. Or get like a capo. And then who are you?
I play with the capo a lot.
Once you start playing with the capo, I feel like you're just giving up. Like you're basically saying, like, I don't want to play this instrument. I want to play a new instrument I invented.
Fuck you.
Like, I don't want to learn the rules of this thing. I want to cheat. It's basically a god mode.
No, just if you're a capo is incredibly useful if you are coming to guitar from singing and you want to play stuff that you can accompany yourself with. You know, mm-hmm. like I need to put this into a different key. Here we go. Capo is what you need.
Anyway, let's put this behind us with G.
Let's put this behind us with G.
Yeah, G is the next note.
Yeah, G's good. I can get behind G.
G's real good. Yeah. G is awesome. You know what is another really good change? We were talking about mm-hmm. F to B flat.
Oh, G to C. Man.
I love G to C or G to E minor.
Mm, yep. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. And that brings us back to E, but we're not quite there yet. Because we have a sharp.
Yeah.
And F sharp to me exists as a minor. Like F sharp minor is a wonderful chord.
Yes.
F sharp major, I feel neutral about.
Mm-hmm. F sharp. I feel like F sharp is a trap chord on the guitar because a lot of people, if they do not want to learn how to do a proper bar, what they will do is reach their thumb around and press down on the second fret as they are basically fingering an E just up to, mm-hmm. Up two frets. And that's a bad habit to get into. Your thumb should only be pressed against the back of the neck. Yeah.
Yep. None of that reach around stuff. And then F, I feel like we covered a lot of F.
Yeah.
We talked about B flat, but F is great. F is a great key.
Yep.
I love an F minor.
Yeah.
And of course that brings us back to E, but the next octave down, which I feel
I like it. I used to be all about the high end. But usually getting low, the low end is where a lot of the action's at.
Yeah, and then we're not to the low end yet. Give us some time. No. We're kind of still in the middle.
two octaves for now. But what I'm saying is we're headed in the right direction. This might be absolutely. The longest and most pointless intro we've ever done.
There's a point.
Okay.
Right. We're teaching. This qualifies as credit for music.
Yeah. Okay. So
we taught where we yearn to inform as well as entertain.
Okay. All right. Let's do.
So pick a note.
Let's do a D flat C sharp.
Rock star.
Cool. I like this game. This is fun.
Cool. Yeah. This is great. That was worth it. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, a Games Club podcast. Thanks, Will, for that.
Oh man. And this is an episode about the game Rockstar. Kind of a long off companion piece to an episode we did, I think, late in the spring about a game called Rockstar Ate My Hamster. This is a bit more explicitly simmy. It is less pun based, and it is more mechanically satisfying. And this was demanded by David, who demanded last week's episode, but he backed two offs, so he gets two picks. So
that's phenomenal. And I thank you, David, because this is a Gary classic.
This is the
game from my youth.
So this is very druggy in a way that when I played this, I was like, is this the one that Gary was talking about?
Well, I was like 10 or 11. I didn't really know what drugs meant or anything.
Yes.
Like I wasn't like, even though my character, in the game I was playing, I had this, we talk about, switching Abject Suffering games into games like You Quit or Run Out of Time or Can't, and this I ran out of time with, cause I think this is really fun, but my guy just had a, amphetamines overdose.
Mm.
So did he die? To do light drugs. No, he had to go to the hospital.
Oh, okay.
The drug ass, when I play this as a kid, Mm-hmm. I would basically just play this pretty as a straight edge.
Gotcha.
Like, which means I have to take a lot of vacations.
Right.
And everyone hates you.
Right. I love what they do. So this is an amazing game for procedurally generated prose and procedurally mm-hmm. generated names. Because like everything, you know, is, you know, like just assembled out of nouns and verbs. So like mm-hmm. when you turn down drugs, when somebody offers it to you, they will say you are duller than band name's accountant.
Yes. or just like hopelessly neg you about not taking heroin.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's just the default thing that everyone in your band does tons of heroin.
It's always the drummer. Like
somebody offering you. The drummer does a lot of heroin, but my keyboardist and Dodgy Sam, the manager, but Dodgy Sam, offer your manager. Me a lot of heroin.
Yeah. Dodgy Sam would offer it. Dodgy Sam would offer me heroin. I would turn him down, even, and he would say, "You are wise to turn down this heroin." Like, oh. Are you testing me, Dodgy Sam? Hey, Dodgy Sam, I'm going to need you to trust me a little bit more, please.
Yeah. Well, it's right there in his name.
Yeah.
There's the procedurally generated stuff when they make other bands,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have to make a thing. Some of these are really good.
Yep.
Like on my screen, I have a game like Frozen right now. You know, I'm in the middle of it. And the most recent thing on the Grapevine, which is what like the kind of news ticker mm-hmm. that tells you what's happening in the music industry, says there's a new album released by Trivial Music called A Fatal Dose of You.
Ooh.
And I like Trivial Music and A Fatal Dose of You
yep.
as names. I'm like, that's pretty good. And then before that, there's an album called Deadly Nightshade, which is not that good, by a band called Shag and the Piles. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's good too.
Yeah.
Like, these are good.
Yeah. They are so good that I almost just wish they had a random button. Actually, when I was asked to like name my album, I froze and I was like, "A Wizard's Feast" is what mm-hmm. I ended up calling it, which is like sure. a fine attempt, but like not as good as what happens accidentally, you know?
Yeah,
just through the Proc Gen stuff. So
the big thing that, you know, even now, but especially when I play this as a kid mm-hmm. was just putting like inserting my bands.
Oh yeah.
You know, here I'm going to click my guy to have him do a lot more heroin. Like, let's up our heroin dose yeah. quite a bit. And let's just laze around until I die. Because when you die, you get a big thing that says, Oh, the sound is still coming through.
So
okay. I'm trying. Okay. There we go. But it says death, the ultimate trip. So
yeah,
which I like quite a bit.
I love the credits for this on Moby Games, you know, because this is not a game that has, you know, an awful lot known about it, but the credits has 9 people. There are really no real names on this. So coding by Sleepy Cat Summer, Tech Wiz, Lord B Dog, and then the one that I wanted to say, special effects, Big Mac going in and saying, what kind of DOS like text-based screen distortions do I want to do to like approximate LSD? Like, how am I going to get in there?
Mm-hmm. It has a big energy. Like it's a whereas ripped.
Oh, like a demo scene. Like, you know, yes. I've got 4 kilobytes to make some cool music here at the front. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this looks like, you know, like ripped by Lizard Wizard or some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry, I need to read the rest of these. Testing and feedback. Furry Crab, Pink. Pink, wow, early credit for her. Celtic Ray, Guitar Rob. Hi, I'm Guitar Rob.
I'm Guitar Rob.
Yeah.
I love in The Office how the Andy Bernard's acapella guy, he has a guy named Broccoli Rob in his thing, which I think is very funny.
I think it's like the commitment to the bit. He always talks about Broccoli Rob. Mm-hmm.
Love Broccoli Rob.
Then we have the Shmealy Man, which I don't know if that's a slur. I'm sorry. And Inspiration and Confusion
by or a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Like it's a slur or a creepypasta.
4K no less dose.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. For anybody who couldn't intuit this is like a band simulator. You know,
yes.
Think like, you know, a much more complex, like Lemonade Stand kind of thing, where it is you and your band. You are a rock and roll band. You pick your difficulty level. And like every week you have the opportunity to like pick what you're going to do. So you can like, you know, practice and write songs, or you can like just do nothing. And you're trying to like manage these bars while also like gigging around and raising up your fame,
your talent, you know, your money.
Yeah. And you're dealing with little events that come in. So your manager will test you by offering you heroin.
Mm-hmm. Or he'll just test you and just give it to you because he wants you to take heroin. So, it is very procedural.
So something that is weird, which is like, I played this and I was like, okay, I want to keep people happy. If they offer me marijuana, I will go for that. However, like picking up marijuana led to it automatically making choices for me to do other drugs, like outside of my control, like while we were on tour and stuff. Yeah. So like, your manager offers you marijuana and like it puts a little bit of like static on the screen. Okay, cool. Fine. And then the next event, it's like, ooh, you did heroin. And like, okay. Yeah. 1989. Very conservative, actually.
I've just been given tickets to an all night rave up by the Snack Men.
Is so good.
It's a really good name for a band, dude. Yeah. The Snack Men. It's like a more like that Rockstar Eat My Hamster thing was basically just like random and you had to watch it all.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you had to like, it was mostly about like saying Tina turn off.
Yes.
Like that was the extent of that. Whereas this is a more complicated lemonade stand. I think you and I both love a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. You know,
I love any of these business simulators. Like, you know, if you look at like on Moby Games, this is like perspective, like text based or a spreadsheet. Like, fuck, man, like give me a spreadsheet. I'm fine. This is a game I can get into. You know, I'm gumming at the edges of Crusader Kings, and this is like something that leads up to that.
Yeah. Absolutely, like it is fun to keep a number of plates spinning.
Yes. Yeah. And deal with like randomness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like having those little chants or community chest.
Yes.
Things that come up, you know, and it's much more of a competent game than, I mean, it's still pretty primitive. You know, the people who made this Wizard Games, like it's still largely random. The difficulty level is like how many gains you get, you know, versus how many, you know, losses you get when things go bad, like basically how severe things are. But it is the illusion holds with it. Like you put this at like difficulty 3, like right in the middle, and you can have a fun time like balancing these plates for an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, getting your ban and getting to like superstardom or dying from drugs.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like rapid low stakes gambling that you do every time you make a decision. You know, based on the information that you have, it's great. And like the theming on this is much better than on Rockstar and my neighbors. different game. No, Rockstar Ate My Hamster. Like, yeah, you've got the random names, which are much better than just the, you know, let's say
David Bowtie.
Yeah, the parody that reeks of effort would be the way that I would describe what that does.
Yes.
Like the bare bones presentation on this kind of just being two feeds of text, like what's happening in your band and what's happening in the world at large, and then like little sub menus for, you know, like here's how much money you have, here's your personal stats, like here's where your band is at, stuff like that.
Yeah, I just set all my drugs to maximum and went on a 9-week cruise on the Ocean Goddess. Here we go. You're carted off to the hospital for diseases called by general overindulgence. I did not die.
Oh, so, okay. Sad. Yeah. Yeah.
When you go to the hospital, you hate it. Like, and sometimes it's, you know, 1989 and there's like cheeky sexist humor where it's like the nurses aren't sexy enough. But also, you can be like, you condemn the hospital. You condemn the hospital.
Okay.
You don't appreciate the nurses. They're not sexy enough.
Yeah.
You get operated on. The operation causes complications. Like, you're operated on successfully. I'm trying to kill myself in this. The doctors say you're an unbelievably excruciating patient. I am trying to leave Las Vegas as best I can.
Yeah.
That rock and roll lifestyle. You know?
Yeah. And there's also like 1989, like you, like when you go and gig, it'll give you like a little summary of how it went. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, sometimes like, oh, some people, you know, jumped around, you know, like we're a raucous crowd tonight. Sometimes they'll say lots of pretty teen girls, like a girl.
The teen aspect of it is not as good, but that was a big thing for like Motley Crue.
Uh-huh.
Stuff, you know, they're disgusting monsters.
Yep.
They loved having sex with, they loved a statutory rape.
Mm-hmm.
The Motley Crue, that's their whole thing.
Yep.
Basically
all about, you know, it.
So,
yeah,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun game. Good game.
Yeah. Good game. I enjoy it.
There's another game that I've talked about before on this that, I'm not going to like force somebody to request so we can talk about it. But at the time, like that kind of fascination with anything that had any kind of countercultural thing, there was a game called Crime, that I played. Do you remember me talking about Crime?
I don't know that I've heard you talk about Crime. I want to hear you describe it.
It's really weird. There's a graphical element. It's like, there is a grid of incident, like just like nodes where things can happen, mm-hmm. and they're randomized and you have to do them in a certain order, like picking up items and doing little text adventure things on this grid, but like doing crime things, like mm-hmm. you find the gun. And then once you find the gun, you can rob people, you know? And then like, once you can rob people, you can get money. And once you get the money, you can do this. Like, mm-hmm. it's just this little tiny, you know, garbage simulator, like, you know, being a trash person.
Right. Right.
You know? And, yeah.
And also it's impossible. It is impossible to Google. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Derek found it because me and Derek both played, Rockstar and played Crime. Mm-hmm. He found it at one point.
Ooh.
So Crime and you get to go to orgies in this as well.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. You don't like the party. Feeling depressed, you slash your wrist. There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
That's Las Vegas.
Wow.
You have been rushed to the hospital. Oh, no, I'm still okay.
Okay.
It'll take several weeks. Get well soon. My happiness is at zero.
Okay.
I didn't like it. That was a bad orgy, dude.
Grim.
That's a quite a grim orgy.
Is that a competitor band, Grim Orgy?
The Looney Keepers release Grim Orgy.
It's a tribute song. It's to raise funds for your care.
You die from massive internal bleeding as a result of Dr. Air. Good riddance, says the press. Death, the ultimate trip. Hit any key to review your career from beyond the grave.
To tell him dying would be a stone groove.
It's totally a stone groove. I got a couple silver records.
Okay.
Yeah, on the label Freddy.
Yeah.
There we go. That's happy.
Huh.
It's a good life.
You know? Yeah, money.
Yes. Feel good about that.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I remember the appeal. Like that was definitely a thing. Like, when you were in high school, did people like pass around games on their TI-83 calculators?
No, not so much, because I didn't take advanced math classes.
Okay.
Like, gotcha. I knew that was happening mm-hmm. around me. Like, I could smell the gaming happening.
Yeah.
But I didn't do advanced maths.
It was an interesting like cultural kind of thing, because there was, you know, really like nowhere for people to get them. Like somebody mm-hmm. somewhere, like somebody's older brother, like had a cord and they downloaded it from the internet and they got Drug War, which is kind of a classic. Just basically, it's just a little arbitrage simulator. You buy cocaine in this neighborhood for cheap. You go over here, you sell it. Like, just a pretty simple simulator game, but really fun to play. And everybody loved it because, you know, just it said the names of drugs and that was cool, man.
Yeah, subversion is such a weird thing when you're that age.
Yeah, but these games came from nowhere, and teachers, when they caught you playing them, they would delete them. And like transferring required special equipment. So like they had to pass virally from person to person, which meant that like one person always had to have everything in order to like keep it around, and the teachers could never get rid of it entirely. It was just an interesting kind of thing with that crude of technology. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I interrupt you. I have a broken enough brain where I want to play a game where I'm the teacher and I'm trying to stamp it out like Pandemic. You know, like, I'll give me any of these Sims, man.
Yeah.
The kind of like crime style mm-hmm. thing as a kid, like I've talked about my shoplifting dalliances.
Uh-huh.
One of the things, there's this guy named Sean, came from our broken home, played D&D with him, and he came and lived with us for a little while. because he, you know, broke it home. Mm-hmm. And which was just like forward karma for like the infinite number of people I had to go live with like a couple years later.
Okay. Yeah.
But he came and lived with us, and we were like, you know, man, what do you know, what do we do? Like, we'd wake up on Saturday and be like, you know, try to be up to no good, but we were just like pimply little shits.
Uh-huh.
So we went behind this gas station and found all this used motor oil and poured it into a pile and then lit it on fire and like sat around it like we were, you know, like we were on a D&D mission or something.
Okay.
And just really choked in a bunch of oil fumes.
Yeah, until we got bored whatever. And left.
But, you know, like Avenger, just like, this sucks. It's hot out. Yeah. Why did we start a fire? But that was the kind of thing we do just for subversion.
Yeah. You know?
Like, I didn't want to do drugs. I want to play games about drugs. I want to start fires with used motor oil.
Yeah. Which, yeah. You know, it's a way. Also, like, you know, victimless crime, except for the air. You know?
Yeah, the heir and the person who owned that oil.
Well, it was used. Tyrant
in Greece.
So, yeah. Also left a mess for them, so they probably had to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. I left a big oily splotch in their gravel lot.
Yeah.
Behind Newbie Oil.
Hmm.
So, shout out to Newbie Oil. Chance Newbie, shitty kid who I went to school with. Dad owned an oil company.
He was an heir to an oil fortune.
Yeah.
My dad owns a franchise. Yeah.
He owns a brick building with a bunch of jugs of oil
with a
back.
Bunch of oil in it.
Like, yeah.
He desperately wants me to follow in his footsteps, but I don't want to go and ride the rails.
He leaves them really greasy.
Yeah, crime games, but that was a big appeal of like flash games, like on Newgrounds and stuff. I remember there was a real fun one where you were playing, you were a guy who was running a 3-card Monty stand. And like, you would set up on a corner and you had like, you could invest in different like tricks and stuff, but like you had to manage how much heat you had. And then like, if your heat got too high, you had to run from the cops and there was like a little action scene and then you relocated and picked a new corner, and like found new victims and stuff. Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah. Crime, like,
into it.
You know, like a crime sim can be like, you know, it doesn't just have to be like going around and killing folks. Yeah.
Yeah. There's other crimes out there.
Yeah.
You know, expand your imagination, crime kids.
Well, I mean, but also it's really weird that like, even in the world of crimes, video games to have the vocabulary problem of like, oh, we're just going to kill. Like, there's so many more interesting crimes to commit than murder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked about like all that sugar about Thief Simulator, and that's even kind of a pedestrian crime.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a less pedestrian crime than this. But like, give me a video game that lets me like Bernie Madoff.
Yes.
You know, give me the Enron game, but where you get to be the Enron kids.
There's a series there's a strategy management sim that I'm curious about on PC. But I don't actually know if it's problematic. Like, I haven't looked into it enough to understand, but it's like Evil Bank Manager.
Okay.
And you can see the pitfall you might run into. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like an anti-Semitic kind of thing, which I can't get into, but just the idea of like running a crooked medieval bank and, you know, or like, you know, industrial age bank and like fucking people over. Sounds like a fun thing to do in a video game.
Economics. Become the most successful capitalist in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of,
shitty thing to do in real life, but as a subject for a game is an interesting problem to represent and also an interesting problem to solve and optimize for.
Yeah. Being deliciously evil.
Yes.
In video games in a way that is profound and ruins many lives.
Yes.
Is what I want.
Yeah.
Out of this. It is not enough to purely steal a gun.
Right.
I have to raise the prices of guns in certain neighborhoods for non-race-based reasons.
Right.
I'm looking forward to doing a bunch of crime in Cyberpunk if that comes out and doesn't kill everyone who's making it.
Yeah.
Because Cyberpunk is a crime genre.
Yes.
You know? Like, that's, you do more interesting crimes than murder. You hack.
Mm-hmm. You hack. You steal. You know, you commit industrial espionage and sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love industrial espionage
and sabotage.
Oh, I love sabotage. Oh man,
listen, all y'all.
You never did a band?
No, never, no, like
a,
never
a garage band, like a
no, like had a quote unquote band, which was just me and a roommate, like recording, like we want a name for like what we call ourselves when we play music together and like record it and learn GarageBand together. But like, mm-hmm. we only ever went to like an open mic, never actually, like, I would never that say that I would never say that I was in a band.
I think going to an open mic counts.
Oh yeah. Okay. Then I was in a band. We had two gigs.
Yeah, totally.
We played one song a piece and it wasn't very good.
It's a really fun experience. Mm-hmm. This game obviously taps into a level of this that I've never done anything with. Like, I've recorded and done little miniature tours, but not like this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Never had an agent or anything like that, but it's a fun fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
it's a kind of power fantasy too.
Like, oh, absolutely. Because you're commanding people's attention.
Mm-hmm. You get hero worshipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, you can get away with the stuff. You know, again, you can get that transgression kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs. Teens.
Drug teens.
1989.
Teen drugs.
Yeah. There's new teen drugs.
Yeah. No, I just I have followed musical pursuits, but it has primarily just been for my own edification, and that's like been continuing. Like, in addition to guitars and stuff, like I've started messing around with synthesizers and stuff. You know, like, mm-hmm. I got a Novation circuit, like a little groove box kind of thing, and that's been really fun. Just messing mm-hmm. around with that, because I literally have never ever like done electronic music stuff outside of a DAW. So like, to be limited to like just what's on this box has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. There was like a commercial where they showed Keith Richards playing a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I remember for a long time ago, it just stuck in my memory. He's playing. He's like, this is a wonderful invention. If you have this, you'll never be bored.
Yep.
And I think of that with instruments. Mm-hmm. I think that is a true thing about a musical instrument. Unless you get like the original tin whistle or a mouth harp or some shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, fuck you, kid. I have a mouth harp now, because for my birthday, Emma got me some stuff from Townsend's.
Oh,
so neat. I got a Townsend shirt and a Townsend apron and a mouth harp, and I couldn't get it to work.
Okay.
But I can now do that like tuneless dork sound, like bang, 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 you know, whenever you need that.
Okay, cool. I'll try
and come up, a chase.
I'll try and come up with any excuse we need.
Yeah. When I next see you, like after the plague, I need you to have a really big, like comically large hammer.
Okay.
And then chase me, and I'll make that noise as I run away.
Okay, cool. Dun, dun,
dun. And that's what Duck Feet is now. Like, when we do live shows, it's just going to be like, I come out, I look around to see if Cole's about.
Uh-huh.
And then you come, you sneak, you look to the audience, and you go, shh. And mm-hmm. then you sneak up on me with a hammer. And then when I see it, I start going, ding, 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 and I run away. And we just run in circles for two hours, and that's the show.
Is our opening act the baby on the girder?
I figured the opening act would be like, I don't know, Nick Glauber standing. Just like, marvel at how small he is. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
We're two big guys. One of them's chasing the other one. Bang, 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 bang. You know,
good entertainment. That's that will serve us well in the aftertimes. Yeah.
Yeah. That I think that's the kind of thing a warlord
would demand.
Might appreciate.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing a warlord that might stop a warlord from killing us for a second.
For a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be useful for something besides our blood.
Yeah. Our blood and our meat.
Oh yeah.
And rendering us. You know,
oh yeah,
getting all purpose rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Taking us
down to the place where they turn deer into sausage.
Yeah,
you know.
And also we can work into the plot. Like, let's say a warlord pops up,
uh-huh.
and you're chasing with the hammer, and then I look at the audience like, you know, what me worry, and then I bang 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 bang, and then we run away from the warlord.
Yeah.
You know, with a hammer together, like we team up, like mm-hmm. Tom and Jerry teaming up to kill a dog. You know.
Setting traps, yeah. You know? When Tom and Jerry took Tecmo's deception, that dog.
Yeah. Ding, ding, bang, ding, bang, bang. You know, and then the dog had to die because Tom and Jerry united.
Uh-huh.
Like a cat and a mouse together equal dog plus one in the afterworld.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, the hierarchy must be maintained.
Yeah.
you know,
and there are people watching and paying us for some reason. Like, I this is all very coherent and good. And I think that, you know, it's all thanks to the mouth harp from Townsend and Sons.
Oh man.
Townsend models every piece of clothing.
I saw you post catalog. A picture of that. It's amazing.
Yep. You can get a catalog from him. If you buy anything, the catalog is free. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he models most of the clothing and it's very funny. it's real good shit.
So his company, like, you know, like what, James Townsend and Son, something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Is his family involved or is that just a,
doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
I seen his daughter on one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
They made candy and he made old timey candy, which they, you know, they always use like ambergris and shit. Old timey candy, like it's all the same things you'd make for perfume. And like he made them for his daughter, and his daughter's like, "This is yucky." He's like, "Well, yeah, we wouldn't make candy like this now."
No.
her saying that and him saying that reminded me of like Mr. Show when the monkey asked why they blow up the moon. It's like controversy. I just really wanted him to like blue screen and just be like question his entire life.
Yep.
It is yucky.
It just cuts away and she's not there anymore.
Yeah, it just like wakes up from a simulation. Damn it, we're gonna have to go back again.
We got desynced. Yeah, that was, I mean, there were many bummers about COVID times, but this year when we went to Milwaukee, I was gonna, because I passed right by the place in Indiana where he has his town set up, or his town, his Townsend. No, he has a store set up. I was gonna stop by there and pick up some merch at the very least. So
yeah,
it'll have to be next time.
It's a plan. Me and Emma have a plan to go out there at some point, go to the Nutmeg Tavern, because he does little presentations. He does live shows.
Nice.
That show up on his YouTube. But like, it'll be like, you know, making beer in the 18th century, and he'll get some other nerd and they'll be all dressed up. And like, you sit there and eat mutton and like, that sounds like I'm 40 now. That sounds like the best time I could ever possibly.
No, that sounds amazing, like, to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be incredible. I've aged into you. Like my rock star youth has left me behind.
Yep.
I finally caught up.
Down to a cold present.
Yep. I finally caught up. I've been going to bed at like 10 and shit. Like, it's been awesome. Like way into it.
It's the best way.
Yeah, it really is, kids. Like, if you're listening to this, don't stay up late and don't do things.
Yeah, no, it's
like
it's
not good.
It's a fool's errand.
Yeah, it's a real beginner's. It's like it's the Drake sword of life. You know, like it'll serve you well for a little while, but it's ultimately a trap.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Did you see that the? You know, the Schmealy man who you mentioned in this, but the other people who did testing on this were Furry Crab Pink Celtic Ray.
Uh-huh.
Like Celtic Ray.
Celtic Ray is good. Celtic Ray and Guitar Rob.
Yeah. Maybe like, I feel like you get to a certain age and you don't get to be called Lord B-Dog anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's like, I'm just Gary now. There's no way I can become like Guitar Gary.
No. I mean, you don't play guitar, so.
I guess that'd be the first step. But I still feel like it's very unlikely that it would work, you know?
It'd be forced. I feel like guitar blank is the name that you would give yourself and insist other people.
Yeah. Yeah. High school.
Yep.
What have you.
Yep.
Pass that.
I don't know that I have anything more to say about Rockstar Gary.
Yeah, me either. I feel a little bad because of low energy I've been feeling, but I am just very tired.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping a good amount too, but I'm just like, it's been a rough couple of, so
yeah.
Got to get back into it.
Yep. But we'll ramp up. And like, these have been fun episodes at the very least. If we do a post-mortem.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it in order. Let's represent parts of this episode by the notes on a keyboard and do them in reverse order.
Right. Okay.
No. But yeah, so thanks everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are great. If you want to be unto Dave and suggest or sponsor WAF games or Abject Suffering games, you can do so by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. And if you can't afford to, demand, request a game, then at the very least you can get like extra episodes of the show and whole bonus shows like, Unfilmable. It's coming to a close, but 20 episodes of our show about Lovecraft screen adaptations.
And be on the lookout for Orb coming up soon. We're recording that next week for the first one. I had to move. We were planning to put that out a little bit earlier, but like the move.
Yes. So
the move. I keep saying that I need to die in this house because I'm not doing this again. Like, I need the guy who owns this to let us buy it.
Yeah. To do a rent-to-own kind of thing.
Or just a rent and then own. Like, I'm not worried about the money. I'm worried about never moving again and having a room to die in.
Yeah. It's always nice to buy a house and a coffin at the same time.
Totally. Most houses are coffins.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a joke, but also kind of not.
Kind of. At least temporarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Or you never know which house is going to be your coffin. It's like Russian roulette.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. You're likely to die in a house or a car.
Right. Either way. And they're the Dyna house.
Either way, ka-ching. what should they do until next time, Cole?
Well, as Digitrev always says, until next time, smash that MFNL, MFing bell, baby. MFNL.
Smash it.
Smash it.
Yeah. FNLL, that's a gun, right?
I don't know.